Chapter 1. Evolution. The evolution that we learned about in school is the evolution of physical form. We learned, for example, that the single-celled creatures of the ocean are the predecessors of all more complex forms of life. A fish is more complex and, therefore, more evolved than a sponge. A horse is more complex and, therefore, more evolved than a snake. A monkey is more complex and, therefore, more evolved than a horse, and so on, up to human beings, which are the most complex and, therefore, the most evolved life forms upon our planet. We were taught, in other words, that evolution means the progressive development of organizational complexity. This definition is an expression of the idea that the organism that is best able to control both its environment and all of the other organisms in its environment is the most evolved. Survival of the fittest means that the most evolved organism in a given environment is the organism that is at the top of the food chain in that environment. According to this definition, therefore, the organism that is most able to ensure its own survival, most able to serve its self-preservation, is the most evolved. We have long known that this definition of evolution is inadequate, but we have not known why. When two human beings engage one another, they are, in terms of organizational complexity, equally evolved. If both have the same intelligence, yet one is small-minded, mean, and selfish, while the other is magnanimous and altruistic, we say that the one who is magnanimous and altruistic is the more evolved. If one human intentionally sacrifices his or her life to save another, by, for example, using his or her own body to shield another from a bullet or a speeding car, we say that the human who sacrificed his or her life, indeed, was one of the most evolved among us. We know these things to be true, but they are at variance with our understanding of evolution. Jesus, we are told, foresaw the plot against his life, even to the details of how his friends would act and react. Yet he did not run from what he saw. The entirety of humankind has been inexorably shaped by the power and love of one who gave his life for others. All who revere him, and almost all who but know his story, agree that he was one of the most evolved of our species.